Hey guys, it's Justin and Jason here, and welcome into another podcast episode.
Hello.
hello. So guys, today we actually just want to talk to you about an interesting article that we were reading online about technology, but more specifically cell phones. And to go even further, addiction to cell phones. Because I think that personally, I hate saying this, but I do think that my cell phone is the most important object, material good that I own. What do you think about that? Like, do you think your phone is like the most important thing that you have, or?
I think it's definitely true for material objects that you own because it's so central to everything we do now.
Yeah, like everything that I do related to my work, to my job, but even just my social life and friends, like absolutely everything that I do goes through my phone.
Exactly.
I think more so it's more important than my laptop. Now, if I was living in the West, would I say it's more important than my car? I don't know. But I do think that, you know, phones are definitely probably the most important material objects in our lives for a lot of people. And I think that I'm not sure if I want to say that that's a problem or not, but I do think that it definitely presents an interesting topic for discussion.
And I know a lot of people do kind of view it as a problem, but my opinion is that it's not really a problem. I think you need to have some balance, like you need to avoid overusing it, but I think it's actually a big benefit.
So really popular expression then that I want to bring up is what we say in English, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
And that's a very popular expression that we use to describe how as long as you don't do something too much or use something too much, then it's okay. So if we're talking, for example, about sugar, mm-hmm. right? We can say, well, sugar, it can be bad for you if you eat too much of it. But as with anything, everything in moderation, if you don't have too much of it, then it's okay. That sort of thing. And I think that's the same thing when we're talking about phones and technology here is you can have a phone. You can text people, you can play games on it, you can do whatever, but just don't go overboard. And to go overboard means to do too much of something. So there's actually an interesting question here, and I want to see how you respond to this because I already know what I would say. But here it says, what do you do if your phone is not in the same room with you? How do you feel?
Ah, that actually makes me feel uncomfortable.
It does, right? It does. You're sitting there and maybe you're watching a movie or something or you're with a friend and then you realize your phone is in the other room and you feel this need or this pull or this desire to check to see if there's a new text message.
Yeah.
Or
I don't want to be out of communication with my social network of people and like they're like my connection to the world. So,
but even if your phone's just in the other room.
Well, yeah, because maybe I got an important message. That I
how important that it can't wait until after a movie. See, I agree with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate. If you don't know, devil's advocate is when somebody intentionally argues the counter the counter argument to a particular point of view, usually the negative.
And it's not necessarily a viewpoint that you believe, but you're just taking that viewpoint for the sake of conversation.
Exactly. So that's interesting what you said. You feel like your phone is your connection to society and to your friends and your network, which is why you kind of feel uncomfortable. Yeah. When it's not in the same room as you. And I know this is just making us sound terrible, like terrible people, but it's true.
But especially if you live by yourself, I think that having a phone nearby me makes me feel like, I'm just connected. I'm not lonely or alone or anything. I'm doing something enjoyable, watching a show, but like I can easily contact someone.
Mm-hmm. It's a peace of mind.
Yeah, but if I was living in a flat or a house with other people, then the phone being in the other room probably wouldn't bother me as much.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree.
Just personally.
So then my next question for you then is, again, this is going to make you question your own morals.
Same.
You have the opportunity to go on vacation somewhere for a week.
Uh-huh.
But the spot that you would be going to doesn't have any cellular service. So let's say like it doesn't have internet, you can't kind of connect back. Disregarding the questions about safety, if I have a heart attack, assuming that we don't take that into consideration, mm-hmm. just you're going to go on vacation for a week, but there's no cell service, no internet connection. Would you still go on that vacation?
Yeah, I think I could definitely enjoy that if I understand that this will be like a break, something different from the normal life. I could totally enjoy disconnecting for a while, assuming that I'm going with someone and I'm not just going there by myself.
Okay.
But you can still bring like cameras with you, like, and take photos that you realize you're going to share later. So you're still kind of bringing technology with you.
Okay.
It's like a delayed effect of sharing. So you're kind of cashing up, you're building up this content that you want to.
So what's interesting about this, though, is you're saying that a requirement for you is that you would have the ability to then post and share this content afterwards. But what if, okay, so what if you had to just go on vacation, lay on a beach, people bring you drinks and food all day, but you're not allowed to share any of it afterwards. You're not allowed to share that lifestyle, those experiences afterwards.
So if you took away the ability to share photos or videos of this experience later on social media, that would reduce it a little bit, because I get in such a habit that I kind of enjoy this thing, whatever it is, but I still could enjoy it even if I took all that away.
Yeah,
I would enjoy it as some kind of like meditative experience, like,
okay,
bring a paper and pen journal, like write, you know, like collect my thoughts, just be quiet and at peace. It would be a different type of vacation, and I would think of that ahead of time and purposely go into it and enjoy it for that kind of unique experience.
Okay.
But I would have to kind of prepare myself and be aware that that was coming.
Okay, interesting. Third question then I have for you is, you're applying for a new job, you're interviewing for a new job, you get the job. Of course you do. Aced that interview. And they say to you, you cannot have your cell phone on at all during the workday, 100%, meaning 40 hours a week. Now you work 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, you cannot have your phone on at all, which means no responding, no getting phone calls, no responding to texts, no checking messages while you're at work 9 to 5. Do you feel less inclined to take that job because you know that you will not be allowed to check your phone during the day?
What about lunch breaks?
No. Oh. 9 to 5, you're on company time, you're being paid to be there.
What if I go out to eat at McDonald's?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah,
during the workday, it says here.
All right,
okay. No cell phones on during the workday.
Well, if I could check it during lunch, then I would be happier. But if I could not check it at all from this like 8 to 9 hour chunk of time, that would be difficult, because I imagine it would be harder to coordinate with like your significant other or your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just come up with spontaneous plans, like, hey, how about this evening we go see this movie? And it's nice to be able to react to that quickly and then get back to work and you have plans.
Okay, so from the point of view of making plans with somebody, that would bother you a lot. If we're just looking at checking text message notifications that come in, being able to open up your browser and see what Google's suggesting as like the latest trending news topic. How much does that affect you?
So if it was a really good job, like working at Google or Apple or something like this, then I would be willing to sacrifice that, knowing that it was like a very cool
job and good, like, job,
good pay. Okay. I would be okay sacrificing that, but it would be considered in the list of cons.
It would be.
And taking that position.
And what's interesting is that you use the term sacrificing. So we're talking about this inability to use our phone during the workday does in our mentality be treated as a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right? It's something that's a loss, that's a negative. So it's interesting that we can even frame it that way in our head. So guys, I want to hear from you down below in the comments what you think about this entire topic of, you know, are we so addicted to our cell phones that, you know, when our phone is in the other room, when we're somewhere, that we feel this sense of anxiety or frustration because we want to be able to check our phone? Or Jason wants to add a comment here.
Yeah, I wanted to mention one thing is something I became aware of about a month ago. You know, we all have this habit of checking our phones for whatever, different apps. And sometimes you'll find you even kind of cycle through the different apps. You're on Facebook, then you finish with that. You're on Instagram, you finish Twitter, and maybe through some news site or whatever. So about a month ago, I was lying on the couch and looking at my phone, and I had checked all of them, and then I had locked the phone, and then I was thinking, and I had this urge to open it up again to go back to it. So I opened it, and I'm looking at the homepage with no apps open, and my thumb's kind of going to press one of the apps, and I'm like, no, I already checked that one. No, yeah. I already checked that one. And I was like, I realized I checked all of them, but I still had this desire, like this rat that's in some laboratory test
routine
to get this like sweet reward by like clicking on some button. To get some like satisfaction in my brain.
It's true, like this idea of checking these messages and checking these notifications somehow psychologically rewards you in a way, and it makes you feel good. And then I do that too, where I'm, for example, I open up Instagram, check everything, close it, and then I open it up like 3 seconds later again. Yeah. And there, I know there's nothing there and nothing has changed, but you just open it again for some reason and it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, and so in that situation I thought, oh, that's like, I became aware of that feeling first, and I thought, mm-hmm. that's really strange, probably not healthy. And I told myself, you know what, like, just, you don't need anything there, you have everything you need. Yes. Just like lock the phone, there's nothing you need to get, like you should provide your own thoughts of what to do next.
Absolutely, I agree. So guys, I have two questions for you. The first question is, are you like us? Do you feel like your phone is the most important material object that you have in your life? And second of all, do you feel like, if you have a phone, that you are fairly addicted to your phone, that you heavily rely on using it all the time? And if so, how does that affect you? So those are our two questions for you. Leave them down in the comments below. We're really excited to hearing from you, and we'll see you next time.
Adios.